place of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast. And we are here, as you know, every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 950 a.m., 100.3 FM, WROL. And you could also find us through our podcast, which you can find through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And through Catholic Audio Media, you can connect to our parish, stanthonyalston.org. And also our homilies, saintstanthonyhomilies.com. My homilies over the past few weeks, the sound quality hasn't been all that good because I recorded it right off of YouTube. I tried recording it the way I normally do when I give a homily prior to all this happening, and something went wrong with the way it recorded, so what I had was about a minute of me beginning my homily, and the rest was all silence. Not even like noise or anything, just all silence. So I don't know what went wrong. I'll have to check that out again. In the meantime, we have, of course, by the way, my homilies are written out as well, so you can read them as well. So you can see that, saintstanthonyhomilies.com. But as I said, you can get hold of the parish and also the homilies and so much more. Father Adriano Zandana, the Pauline Sisters, and even write to the show right there at catholicaudiomedia.com. Well, we've been talking for the past several segments about faith and science. And what I've really touched on a lot is the fact that science really deals with the issues of matter and energy. Anything that may exist in the universe that is not in the realm of matter and energy is also outside of the realm of science, in case you knew or didn't know that. So when we're talking about science, we're talking strictly about those issues that deal with matter and energy. So that's atoms, molecules, and their properties, and energy. Now, maybe science can expand into other things, but you'd also need the devices to be able to do that, and those don't exist. Now, people would say they don't exist because those other things don't exist. But we as people of faith don't believe that. That really is that determining point between faith and science. Faith believes that the universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it, and many scientists have lots of faith, but there are scientists who are atheists. Please do not assume that just because someone is a scientist, they are an atheist. That just does not make sense. But there are scientists who are atheists, and in fact, understanding that, they believe that the only thing that exists in the universe is matter and energy. And in fact, not only is that all that exists, but there is nothing beyond it. So what cannot be perceivable by a human does not exist. That's basically the atheist position. There are many scientists that have faith and believe in God. And that's one of the reasons why I'm going to tell you this story. So I was giving a homily in a parish in Boston, and I happened to working on this theme. Well, at the beginning of the homily, somehow I mentioned science, you know, it was pretty much what I did here. And at the end of the Mass, because it was obviously during Mass, the end of the Mass, someone came up to me and spoke to me and said, "Father, the minute you mentioned science, I started to roll my eyes and say, oh, here we go, because a priest talking about science." And what he thought I was going to do is attack science, because science, he thought I was going to say, I guess there are priests who say that, attack faith or whatever the case may be. And he said, and when you gave your homily, I realized you weren't going to do that. And secondly, you were right on. So I thought that was kind of important to mention. As I said, many scientists have faith, but it's important to understand that science is really that which we can perceive in one way or another, and we believe that the world, the universe, is bigger than that. Now, along that, anytime there is a dispute, you have to understand there's two ways of addressing the dispute, and any expert in that kind of settling disputes and everything, any expert in that will tell you that if you work one way, it'll go nowhere. If you work another way, you're going to solve your problem. And what is that? You can find this in several books. One of them is Getting to Yes. if you work one way, and that is by positions, so you take what your positions are, and you can argue until the cows come home, and eventually the cows do in fact come home, but you can argue until the cows come home before you fix the problem because you're not addressing it correctly. The real thing you want to address is not positions, but issues. Okay. Now, when you're dealing with issues, you obviously want to deal with the issues that affect the people that are involved. So, for example, one of the lessons I learned a long time in radio was I was a producer at a public radio station, and I could do a program on nuclear proliferation, and I'd have no one call up the show. This was always public affairs, so I'd always have a guest. I could do a program on whether or not we could change, we should put a traffic light at the corner of First Avenue and Main Street of whatever, Podunkville, wherever, and I'd have calls like crazy. Why? Because even nuclear proliferation was an existential issue. The reality is that it didn't affect everyone every day. But whether or not they had a stop or not stop at a traffic light located at, what did I say, First Avenue and Main Street in Podunkville meant a lot to a lot of people. And so they would get involved in the discussion right then and there. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish on WROL. You're worried about tomorrow. You can't sleep at all. What do you do now? Well, have you tried Philippians chapter 4?
Dismiss all anxiety from your mind.
Yes, that admonition can do a lot to calm us down. Paul commands us to trust in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.
So the next time you're worried about tomorrow, find yourself a Bible and look up Philippians chapter 4.
In the New Testament.
And trust tomorrow to the Lord. Well, we're back. And we were talking before about the issue of positions and issues, the reality of positions and issues. So right now we're in the midst of this whole question of when do we open up the state. Now, I want to talk about a different state. I don't want to say anything about Massachusetts because right now I'm not in a position to criticize the people of Massachusetts. I think they've tried to do the best they can in light of what they have, and I want to leave it at that. But one of the issues in some of the other states has to do with when they open up the state and what the position is, when do we open up the state and how do we do it? The issue actually comes down to how do we define what it means to be a human being in light of the virus? So when someone says this is when we will open up the state and this is how we will do it, and there is this fight over the position, what is not being addressed is the issue. And the issue is, how do we define ourselves as human beings, as Americans, as residents of whatever state we happen to be talking about? And I'm not talking about Massachusetts, and not because I'm in Massachusetts, but I do have several other states in mind. And in one case, another state has decided, for example, that churches will open up at the last stage. Now, I don't think the governor has said why, but supposedly it's about safety. Well, obviously, people of faith are saying, you're making us the last stage because you don't consider us important. And so that's your position. Your position is, when do we open up churches? And governor says last stage, and in this particular state, not in Massachusetts. And the people of faith say no, because you're actually dealing with the issue. What is the issue you're dealing with? How you define the human being. Is faith a central part of who we are as human beings, or is it an option? Do you see? And so you can turn around and we can be very ethereal and say, well, faith and science, and this is faith and this is science. But when it comes down to how we define ourselves, it goes into some very practical issues of our politics. Now, I am not calling anyone to stand up and rise against any governor or anything else in any way, shape, or form, nor would I. I'm just not. So I want to make that very clear. But because you're not going to solve the issue by rising up and against any governor, at least that particular one. But it's important for us to define, because we're in the business of teaching the faith, and we have to understand the faith first. And we can't understand the faith if we don't define it correctly. And so when you see people saying, well, church doesn't have to be open for until stage five, and the reason is not because of safety, it's because, well, we want to take care of these other things first, they're defining us as human beings one way, and we as people of faith are defining us as human beings another. So when we do that, it's time for us to look at how do we define ourselves as human beings. And that would be the time. Wait until stage five, but during that time, and remember, I'm talking about another state. I'm not talking about Massachusetts. So when someone says, why, he's not opening up to stage five? No, that's another state. I'm not talking about Massachusetts. As I'm recording this, our governor has not given us a list of when things will open up. But so it is time for us to really think this through as to how we develop, because we can't evangelize after all this is over. We can't evangelize if we don't have a full understanding of who we are as people of faith. I'm reading an excellent book right now called America on Trial, A Defense of the Founding by Robert R. Riley, who actually used to work for the Reagan administration. And he really brings up how our definition of who we are as human beings really had everything to do with not only the founding of our country, but the history of the founding of our country and the two sides and everything that you read in that book we are dealing with right now. So now is a good time for us to really focus on, well, what is it we really believe? Don't be up fighting the governors. What do we really believe, and how do we address that when this is all over? Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.